So the notion of the two goats is one that didn't just appear first in the Seder Achrimos. When Yaakov Avinu was getting the brachos from his father that he allegedly stole from Esav, or that Esav allegedly said that he stole from him. So already we see that Rivka Imenu already told Yaakov, who didn't want to go in place of Esav, he said, take two goats, shnei di'izim, tovim l'chav, tovim l'manecha, good for you and good for your children, and good for you because you'll get the brachas, and good for your children because through them there's going to be goats that are offered on Yom Kippurim that will atone for the Jewish people. So there's a symbolism that shouldn't be lost on us about these two goats. And the two goats had to be twins. It says the first goat, the Medrash says, the first time there was a scapegoat was sent, they were identical goats, the brothers, looked alike, acted alike, the coloring was alike, everything was, they were like identical goats, or identical twins. And the notion was the one goat that was going, Lazazel said, why should I go? My brother's going with Nivlifnim, he's going into the Holy of Holies, and I'm getting thrown off a cliff. Where's the justice of that? What's the decency of that? And the goat dug his hooves into the ground, he wouldn't move. Till Aaron HaKohen whispered to him, he says, you're going to have kapara for Klal Yisrael, you're serving the Bnei Yisrael just as your brother is going in lifnai v'lifnim. And so what is the symbolism, of course, is Yaakov and Esav. They're also twins. One went lifnai v'lifnim, Yaakov, v'ish tam yoshev aholim, and Esav Arasha, from him came Rome, that are still oppressing us to this very day. So Rav Aaron mentioned, Zchutu again Leinu, that that's very, very true in life. That what was the difference between the two goats? A lottery. Right? Go roll, just a toss of a coin. Heads you win, tails you lose. And the Rosh Hashanah was mentioning it's the same thing with our lives. You can have identical twins. Man, you look at the yichas of Yaakov and Esav. Avram Avinu the Zeta, you know, Yitzchak the Tate. And yet, one became Yaakov, one became Esav. And this is something that shouldn't be lost on us. That sometimes everything can be equal, and the outcome be completely different. So we have to be very careful in our conducting ourselves to realize, as I mentioned yesterday, that life is a plane. You're walking on a tightrope. You can't walk on the air. You fall one way, you fall the other way, you fall off. So the idea is the Shvil HaZav, as the Rambam says, go down the golden mean, the middle of the road is the path for us to follow in our Avodas HaBoreh, that a constant, consistent, ongoing service of Rabbein Hashem, that we don't go too much in service and abandon this world, and neither do we go the other direction, but we continue in the path, because that path will finally lead us to the ultimate geula.